to adopt provisions yet, but I think we do need to at least make sure that we've got the language in the right order as we have them. And we've got and we've discussed all these things, or almost all these things, previously. So we'll start, Mr. Bonner, we'll start with the A18 amendment. And this is dealing with the racing license fee ratification, basically ratifying the license fees proposed in Minnesota Rules Part 7887.1020 Subpart 1 as published in the State Register Monday, November 20th. They're being passed out right now. They're being passed out right now. So I'll give a moment here for members to take a look at it. It's my understanding that this is not a controversial item, and it's one that we had discussed the other day. Okay, is there any questions or discussion on the A18 amendment, or is there anybody who wants to be heard on this issue? Is there a motion to adopt the A18 amendment?
I'll make that motion.
General Olson moves the A18 amendment. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion prevails, the amendment is adopted. The next item that's going to be handed out is the A17 amendment, and this deals with the issue that the Secretary of State's office brought to us regarding complaints about the student organizations. And we had some proposed language offered to us yesterday. As I say, it's coming around now, and we'll just make sure everybody has a chance to look at this. It's my understanding that Senate House Counsel both had a chance to review this, and they believe that this is the language that is going to work. And if the Secretary of State's office is here, if they've had an opportunity, they've reviewed it as well too. So,
Mr. Chairman, I'll move adoption of
okay.
A17
amendment. Representative Kahn moves adoption. Well, let me hold off for a second until everybody's got a copy of it here. So. Let me just wait here for a second so we can have a chance to read it.
I know we send a certain nod from Mr. Geldman, but is he willing to say that this is, he's read this?
Mr. Geldman, he is nodding. If he doesn't wish to testify or anything,
right.
Okay. So the A17 amendment is before us. Representative Kahn has moved the A17 amendment. Is there discussion on it? Senator Ress.
Chairman, when did the USIA name get changed? How long ago did that get changed?
When did the U.S. Information Agency, or at least when did this the Office of Exchange Coordination Designation become the designated agency? I don't know that. Mr. Gelman, could you give us some background on... the law had talked about the USIA, and it's been changed under the State Department. Please identify yourself for the record.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Jim Geldman, Deputy Secretary of State. Mr. Chairman, Senator Rest, it is my understanding that the activities of the USIA were taken over by the State Department shortly after 9/11, and that's when the USIA no longer existed.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that.
Okay. Further discussion? Hearing none, Representative Kahn renews her motion on the A17 amendment. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion fails. The A17 amendment is adopted. Again, this just adopts the language in the bill. It doesn't necessarily adopt the provision yet for the conference committee. The A20 amendment, which is being distributed...
Chairman, could you understand that distinction without a difference? Or the difference in that distinction?
Well, Representative Kahn, if it's the desire of the conference committee to accept this provision right now as part of our final report, we could do that.
I would think that both of these men,
okay.
You know, if someone has some reason to say that they don't want to do it, but I think that as we adopt these, we should be adopting them into the language of the Conference Committee for both of these.
Some of these amendments might have relevance to greater issues that we haven't resolved yet.
But
so we don't want to, but the A-17 amendment is a standalone issue. There's a policy issue that, is it your desire to move that into the bill now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Then Representative Kahn moves the language that was adopted as the A-17 amendment.
And the A-18.
And the A-18 amendment. Okay.
Be included
in the Conference Committee report. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. Motion prevails. The A-17 and the A-18 amendment have been adopted into the Conference Committee report. And please make a note of that in your book. The A-20 amendment is being handed out now, and this deals with the issue that we had on the Senate language dealing with the chargeback of the Secretary of the Campaign Finance Disclosure Board and the Office of Administrative Hearings. It suspends the payback procedure for the counties. We had some testimony the other day on that. They had some concerns about this. I believe that they've had an opportunity to review that, and they're nodding their heads as well, too. This does deal with some of the budget issues, which I'm not sure we want to adopt yet, but if we wanted at least get the language correct, I believe this would do it. Okay. And they're nodding their heads.
Yes. Okay. I understand that the language is okay, but we still need to deal with it more complexly in the budget.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll move, everything time, would you move the A-20 amendment?
I'll move the A-20 amendment.
Simply to get the Senate language in the shape that it needs to be in. This does not adopt the provision, however.
Okay.
Okay. Moving the A, Representative Kahn moves the A-20 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. The A-20 amendment is adopted to the Senate language. And then the A-21 amendment is the issue that was raised. I think Representative Solberg had raised the issue the other day, and Mr. Showalter talked to me about the issue on the stimulus, the federal stimulus money. We already have language in certainly in the Senate bill, I believe in the House bill as well, certainly in the Senate bill, dealing with allowing the state auditor the opportunity to charge fees for the auditing they have to do on the stimulus money. Now, this does go further than that, but it's the same. It's kind of along the same lines of tracking this federal stimulus money. And this is recommended language from the Department of Finance / Minnesota Management Budget.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Solberg.
Yeah, I don't know what our timetable is, but can I also just run this language, is this a little different? It's the same as what? Okay. Can I just have a second to check with Mr. Marks on it?
Okay, sure.
If he wanted to look at the language.
We can set it aside if you need to do that. So. Sure, we'll set it aside so that we can make sure that this is the language that we need to have work. Okay. So we'll set the A-21 amendment aside. Okay. Those were the technical amendments that I had coming in here. Let's go back to the policy issues that we had. When we met last night, the House had proposed some undecided language. They made an offer which has a sheet of paper that had its undecided language. It had some strikeouts and some others remaining on their proposal.
Mr. Chairman, since that wasn't accepted last night,
okay.
I think it's still a very useful list for the listen,
right.
But I'm not sure that the strikeouts and the modifiers are applicable.
Okay. 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 It was not accepted, so.
But it's still a useful list for the.
It's a very useful list, of course.
Okay.
the Senate does not have a, what you, I guess, call a counter-offer, counter-proposal of a list of things, nor, frankly, do I see us offering one. What we would like to be able to do, I can give you, and let's pass out, we do have positions that the Senate has been able to take now, because today on the Senate floor we were able to bring up a number of bills. They were taken up on general orders. Have not had a final vote, but general orders for my purpose, I think, in this conference committee established a Senate position because there was some debate and actually some amendments on some of the issues we had before us. But what this document is, it's similar to what you've seen before, but if you look down the column, it's in the middle of the page called Senate Location, that, you know, basically where the bills are in the Senate. You can see that there's a number of things that have changed as a result of what has happened today. And we've actually had a few more bills making some progress. Specifically, I'll call to your attention, we had Senate File Number 2, which had a number of provisions in it. That was approved on general orders today. That had government reorganization in, which Senator Cohen had and Representative Winkler had. Now, again, there may be differences in language. We do have packets of the bills as they pass the Senate. In a few minutes, we will pass out the actual bills. Frankly, we've not had time. We don't have a side-by-side to go through and identify the exact language differences, but we do actually have the bills here before us. Senate File 2 also had the internal controls that Representative Winkler and Downing had worked on, Senator Rest had. I know there are differences there between what the Senate approved today and what has passed the House. Minnesota Milestones is part of the bill that was in Senate File 2 today that passed. Going down through the list, Compulsive Gambling Services has gotten to the floor to give it a second reading, has not been given a vote yet. Senator Rest Searchable Databases, that was in Senate File 2. Representative Winkler had that bill as well separately. Employee Fitness passed the Senate. That was Representative Paymar's bill. The Geospatial Office passed the Senate today as a separate bill. There are language differences between the House and Senate. And could we pass out the bills if we haven't done this already? Could we pass them out? Going down the list even further, we've done e-licensing, of course. The co-op purchasing, Senator Bonhoff had that bill on the floor today. Again, it was approved on general orders. She had actual floor amendment on that, so I don't know how closely it tracks. As she told me, that there are some differences between what her bill has and what Representative Winkler's bill says. So there definitely are differences there. Senator Cohen's cash flow study has been on the floor, given a second reading. It was not taken up today. And then at the bottom, Senator Gerlach brought up his bill on AG settlements, which was approved on general orders today. And I believe that the language, that one I think is identical, because it was just one sentence that was stricken out in the existing law, which was the Seifert Amendment on the House floor, and as I say, it was approved. So to that extent, on this sheet, we can show that the Senate does now have positions on those particular areas, and we are in a better position to discuss them than we were not able to before. Again, there's many issues that the House has that were just brought up either as amendments on the floor in committee that the Senate never considered, so we have no positions on those. So I just want to bring you up to date, and as I say, the bills are being brought around to you, the packets, so you can see just what the Senate bills actually look like as they pass. So with that, if the House wanted to take a few minutes just to look through what the Senate bills actually say, that might be helpful so you can get up to speed on what, and we can spend a few minutes actually ourselves just looking over to making sure we understand what the differences are between them. So, Representative Simon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, as I understand it, what you're essentially offering is that those positions on which the Senate has taken a position, as you define it, those would be okay, or at least are fair game, and the others are not. Is that what you're saying?
Representative Simon, I think that now that we have those things that are in common to both bills, I think it's quite appropriate to discuss them, identify what the differences are, and then if there's a motion to adopt one or the other, the Senate is now in a position to adopt those that we have taken positions on. Obviously, things that we've not taken positions on would be much more difficult, but I just identified those things that we have now approved in the Senate, which are also in the House bill.
So, Mr. Chairman, I haven't looked at the differences yet, so I see a couple of things which I think are concise issues and that are pretty easy to deal with. I think the cooperative purchasing, which obviously is in the hands of Representative Winkler since it's his bill, I think if he'd look at those two issues, the geospatial information office, which I would like to look at how it appears in the bill and what the bill is. The one that might be the simplest is the Attorney General's litigation proceeds. If those are identical, maybe we could move right to address that one.
Mm-hmm.
If those are identical in the bill.
Senator
Winkler just looked, I wasn't particularly paying attention when Senator Bonoff offered that amendment, but you need to look at that amendment language too to make you see that.
Yeah.
What it is she did.
And I brought a copy with me of the four amendment that Senator Bonoff had. In fact, I can tell you what it is if it's in the packet already, so you've got, it was the A2 amendment that deleted city, county, and township and inserted a municipality. That was the main change. And school districts. Okay. School districts included. Yes. Okay. So that was the main change in the floor, but she had told me that even with that change, it was somewhat different from what the House had approved.
Okay.
So we need you to look at that to make sure we understand those differences.
Well, I would.
If you'd like a few minutes or some time to look at them, we can do that.
Well, I was actually going to do the simple one.
Okay.
Get it out of paper then.
That
would be to move the. Okay. Well, let me move it, and then we can discuss whether we want to do it or not.
Sure.
The simple one is the Girl Act bill and the Seifert amendment at the bottom of the page, which was just passed and which is identical in our bill and identical in the Senate bill. So
right.
I was going to move that.
Which bill is that?
It's at the bottom, Senate File 1889, Girl Act.
And I'm trying to find my sheet to find out where that was in the overall bill. That was the R44. Thank you. So if you look at page R44, it appears to be identical because both the House language and what was passed by the Senate simply struck subdivision C, the sentence that says subdivision 1 does not apply to a recovery or settlement of less than $75,000.
$750,000.
The effective date is effective August 1st, 2009, and applies to actions commenced on or after that date. So the effective date is new language, and that appears to be identical. So at least in that part, it looks like we have a match in what the Senate passed, approved today, and what the House has already adopted.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Winkler.
I guess the question I have is almost more from a process point of view, which is that we have this one provision that it applies to the Attorney General's office. We have at least two others that I'm aware of that apply to the Attorney General's office, which have potential, although I don't credit the argument, fiscal impacts. And I guess this, to me, raises the larger question of adopting policy absent a fiscal framework for this bill, in which to compare that to. And I wonder if that's something we should be doing until we know the parameters of money. Because if we have to make a deeper cut to the Attorney General's office, for example, and we begin making policy agreements and adopting those, we may be doing things that are even more challenging for that office or for other similar offices.
Well, to the extent that we review this particular provision, Senate File 1889, and then Section, I guess, 42 or whatever in the House language, we did provide the fiscal note And since the language is identical, though the fiscal note would be appropriate, there is no cost identified for doing this, so this would not affect the budget discussion at all. Now, again, if the House has a desire to talk about this provision in a broader sense, obviously that's your choice. You know, I think Representative Kahn just wanted to put it out there for discussion purposes and see reaction, but I don't know that there was a formal motion yet.
Well, I know there are different thoughts in dealing with conference committees about going with global settlements and doing local settlements. And when I see a local settlement which I don't think interferes with a global settlement, I just as soon get it out of the way. But if I know this is this kind of conversation we usually have in private. If any of my members feel differently, we'll let it say. I don't care. But right now, for this one, only, and I don't intend to do this for others, but for this one, I believe that we could. And
okay.
They seem to agree, so I'll make that motion.
So let me. What page? That was page 44.
So I think the easiest way is that we just accept the House language on R44.
Right. Representative Kahn moves that on page R44 we adopt section 41 of the House language. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion prevails. The provision is adopted. Okay?
Mr. Chair, do you want to read and visit the section?
Sure. Let's pull out the A21 amendment then.
And Mr. Chair, I would move that with some corrections.
Okay.
And Mr. Schoenwalter, I think from the governor's office, is here to verify this. On line 1.6, I would get rid of the if and replace that with to the extent. So it read to the extent the federal government.
Does that mean it's that?
Yeah, that
does.
Normally,
I
think it's that.
I guess that, yeah.
Okay. To the extent that.
Well, some of the English teacher will fix that up.
Okay.
You don't have an English teacher?
No. Yeah. Just do the math. And then on line 1.10, after the period, insert the following, and I'll have this written down for counsel. It says, money received under this section must be spent before any other general fund appropriations for the ARRA activities.
Could you repeat that?
Yes. Money received under this section must be spent before any other general fund appropriation for ARRA activities. So you're spending the federal money if we get it first. And then there's a couple of other things that we have to clarify, and that is on line 1.11, after the first, or after the, insert the word unspent.
I'm sorry, I didn't get...
Unspent. After the word the, insert the word unspent.
11.
1.11. 1.11. And the same thing is true on 1.13. After the, use the word unspent. The second the, yes. The second the, before the general. Between the and the general.
Nice. Okay, so let's repeat that. Representative Solberg is moving the amendment with these modifications, I take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving the amendment, the A21 amendment with the following modifications. On page 1, line 6, delete the word if and insert to the extent that. On page 1, line 10, after the period, insert the following sentence. Money received under this section must be spent before any other general fund appropriation for ARRA activities.
I think it's for appropriations.
Appropriations, okay. Appropriations for ARRA activities, okay. Then on page 1, line 11, after the word the, include insert the word unspent. On page 1, line 13, after the second the, insert the word unspent. Is everybody clear on what we have here?
Mr. Chairman, maybe if we
and Mr. Showalter, please identify yourself for the record.
Certainly, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Jim Showalter, State Budget Director at MMB. The language, this is the language you just came up with yesterday, trying to find some way to address the committee's interest and concerns about economic stimulus money. I think we all share the interest of using federal money for the central oversight cost of managing this new federal money. Problem is, there's no guidance out there. There's no availability of that money at this point in time. What we wanted to have was some flexibility so that we might be able to use it, whether it's an indirect cost mechanism or some other mechanism, to capture that money and not spend general fund money, which we've requested through the deficiency bill and through the state government bill. So if there is any federal money that is available, we wanted the flexibility to capture that and use that in lieu of the general fund money. What we tried here was to balance both the timing issues and the uncertainty of what is the permissible practice from the federal government and what it would be used for, what are, you know, the permissible uses. That's what we're trying to balance, Mr. Chair.
And Mr. Chair, I think there's another thing that's embedded in the amendment, that is, if they've spent part of the money and then they get the federal money, they start spending that first. And if that's, if they never spend the unspent money in the general fund, it goes back to us. So they don't have a windfall because of that as well, because of our appropriation.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Showalter? Seeing none, Representative Solberg moves the A21 amendment as modified. Is there discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, those opposed. Motion prevails. The A21 amendment is adopted to the conference committee report. Okay. I don't have anything further. As I say, if the House would like to take a little bit of time to look through the Senate language and see if you've got any questions, obviously we're here to discuss them. But this is obviously going to be some new information to you, and to the extent that I'm the author of the geospatial bill, Senator Rest is the author of some of it, we have some of the people here, some we do not, but we'll do our best to help you identify what differences are on the bill and explain them as best we can. So do you want a little while to look at that? Is that what's your pleasure?
I don't know if we need to caucus at this point. I think we can look. I'll look at the geospatial one. Representative Wink will look at the easier one, the cooperative purchasing one. I don't know how we want to deal with the Senate file two things. Is that might be more. I want to go on. Representative Wink was in. Is that part of what Representative Downey worked on also? Yeah. So I'd like. Now I don't know if you'd like to recess.
Well, let's recess for at least 20 minutes.
Okay.
At least 20 minutes. We will not come back sooner than, I've got 5 o'clock right now, we will not come back sooner than 5:20.
Okay.
We may go beyond that if the House needs more time to do that, but we will not reconvene before 5:20.
Okay?
Okay, so we are in recess.
So the major authority on this, and we actually would accept the language in Senate File 1867 with to replace the House language with couple of minor modifications,
and we in fact spotted one minor modification,
yes,
as well too. So we have the Senate File 1867,
yes,
before us.
So the modifications that the House would, mm-hmm, like is on line 1.9. Instead of the office shall have, we'd rather say the office has, and that's to the authority or, mm-hmm, the authority, but whatever is correct there.
Probably
and
has the authority.
Has the authority.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
Bonner. Mr. Chairman, you could just shorten it to say the office may provide or must provide.
Okay.
No, this
fewer
is
words.
The authority. Oh, I see.
Yeah, strike must shall have authority to and strike provide may provide. The office.
Okay, may provide is fine.
Okay. Strike shall have authority to and insert may.
May provide.
Okay, and then... What?
Oh. Okay.
Okay,
Mr. Shepard, did you have some thoughts here?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chair.
That's
we were
okay.
just trying to make the grammar work
sure.
on the rest of the sentence. So
well,
I think you might want to say either the office has authority to provide coordination, guidance, and leadership and to plan,
yes.
or say the office may provide coordination, guidance, and leadership and may plan, whichever you prefer. But just the grammar has to work.
Yes.
Thank you.
So what is the recommendation here? Do we have may plan? The office
may provide and may plan.
Okay, we think so, but let's hear from David Arbright, who's
Mr. Arbright. Welcome to the conference committee. Please identify yourself for the record.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm David Arbright. I direct the Land Management Information Center. In terms of the change of the language, there was. I think the suggestion, I think it was Mr. Bodern who mentioned it, if it says the office has authority to provide, that was the intent of this legislation rather than may.
Yeah.
Right now it's kind of ambiguous who has this role,
okay.
and the may would just keep the cloud out there.
Yeah. Okay. So
it sounds like the suggestion is just on page 1, line 9, strike shall have and insert the word has. Is that what
yes.
we're being asked to do? Okay. And does that work, Mr. Arbeit?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Representative Collins?
Does that work? And we don't have to change anything else.
Okay.
And it is grammatical. Okay. And then the other place is that every throughout the bill from then on, the every place is a shall, we'd rather have a must.
Well, I think we can do that.
Sure,
we
yeah.
must, yeah.
It's better. If you went to the same NCSL meeting than I do, you'd...
Right. Okay. Well, we'll give House and Senate That's Council license to make those changes. Okay?
It's the cost of the meeting, it's the cost of after the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Further...
One other.
We spotted one very tight, minor one here, too. And I don't know, is it only on 3.13, Mr. Bodern? We just, on 3.13 it says the Minnesota Chief Information Officer shall play an advisory role. Well, we thought play an advisory role sounds a little awkward. Why don't we just say advise on technical projects instead of play an advisory role? Did that appear anywhere?
You changed that already.
Pardon me? No, I just it's in the language that was passed by or adopted by the Senate earlier today, and we just spotted it and thought that that language looks a little awkward.
Yeah,
so
I think that's what we meant
yeah.
when we said
yeah.
the Senate language was better and cleaner.
So
yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think you can change that general the most.
On page 3, line 13 of the Senate bill, it says shall. And it says play an advisory role, and what we're suggesting is to keep the shall there, and then delete the word play an advisory role, and just put the word advise in, so that the officer shall advise on technology project standards and services. Okay. And Mr. Bodner and Mr. Shepard or Representative Kahn, did you have anything further that you had spotted?
Mr. Chairman, a couple other minor items, and Mr. Shepard may have more, but going back to the first page of the bill, the coding on this, on line 6, page 1, line 6, is 16A.99, and the House had already fixed this. That chapter is actually for the Department of Finance. The Geospatial Information Office would be under the supervision of the Commissioner of Administration, and I think Mr. Shepard might have the proper coding in Chapter 16B at hand. It's in the House.
16B.99, looks like.
Yep.
Okay.
16B.99.
Yeah, apparently. Yep.
And Mr. Chairman, the one other item would be that the Senate provides an immediate effective date on page 5. The House had provided a July 1st effective date, which I think would work fine for the purposes of this, so I don't think there's a need for an immediate effective date.
Okay, so we should adopt the House effective date on
in the Senate bill on page 5, line 16. Okay. 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 Anything further from the council or anybody else? Mr. Arbeit, did you have anything further that you want to... Okay, he's not there. Anything further? Okay. Okay. Reverend Khan, did you want to move...
I now move the language as we've corrected in Senate file 1867 to replace
the House position.
The House position.
Yeah. Okay. And the House position was on the page.
R53.
Okay. So.
Section 56.
Right. So instead of the House position on R53, Section 56, Representative Khan moves that the language of Senate file 1867, as modified by the Conference Committee, be adopted in the Conference Committee report. Is there discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. The language is adopted. Okay?
Okay.
Anything
now,
further? Okay?
Mr. Chairman, we don't quite know where to go from here because, for example, we looked at your Senate File 2, which incorporates some of the bill, some of the positions that House members have worked on, and we kind of did them globally without making an appropriation, and you made an appropriation which uses part of the section of our bill that we'd actually kind of like to get rid of, because in at least my conversations with Commissioner Hansen, when he said, is the object to have this be version one of a bill or to have a bill that's signed? And I said, my object is actually to have a bill that's signed as opposed to version one of a bill. So I gather we're not really ready to do that until we have a full adoption of the budget. So we, you know, our motion always stands to, except for the parts that we agreed on separately, is to move the House budget and the House policy.
Right. And to that extent, you're referring to the reductions of the assistant deputy commissioners. The Senate did not adopt that in the omnibus bill, and so we didn't need to book any savings or do any money with there. Now, Senator Cohen did have that in Senate File 2. Some of the provisions within Senate File 2 had no cost, but some did. And to the extent that the ones had costs within that bill, they were paid for by those reductions. So that's why we provided the fiscal notes. But obviously, I guess we'd have to look individually at the items to see which had costs and which ones not. But as I say, there's a lot of things that you know you'd have to look at in order to get there. And I recognize that just with the limited time we've had today, you probably could not do that. So. I don't have anything else really to get back to you on the budget. I did check in during the recess, and apparently the Planning Fiscal Policy Group was supposed to meet, and they had not met yet.
They're meeting now.
Okay. Well, perhaps why don't we adjourn, and Representative Fulber, you're on that group, I'm on that group, maybe we can go on up and find out what they're doing, but until a decision is made on tax compliance, the Senate is stuck on that issue.
Do you want to adjourn or recess?
I think we'll adjourn for the day. I don't know there's much more to do. Give particularly the House staff a chance to double check the bills that were passed by the Senate and see what else you can do. And then, Madam Chair, what's your thoughts? You would get the gavel tomorrow. What are your thoughts?
I think because of meetings of ways in my... I think we're not going to be able to meet until late in the afternoon. I believe Ways and Means is meeting when after session?
Well,
I assume.
Mr. Chair, I think that we go in at 9:30, but we break for caucus, I think. And I suppose, you know, late early afternoon, I don't think there's too much on the agenda. And we do have Ways and Means after that. It should take about an hour.
Yeah. The Senate has a floor session at noon. I don't know that we've got a long agenda tomorrow. I mean, there's some conference committee reports that passed the House that we need to take up, but that's not going to take long. I think there's some general orders bill that we need to follow through on. And there's one or two things that are here that, you know, maybe we can get added to. The vacation donation issue and one or two other things that are around here. So, but
Mr. Chair, Amos has an email. Maybe you should just read it.
Okay. What do we know something?
You want to share with all of us?
Okay. What is this? Or is there something I need to know first before we know?
The email reads, floor session will convene at noon and will be brief so conference committees can meet.
Okay. So
I thought it was something like
significant. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Well, anyway, so, Madam Chair.
Let's assume that the House and Senate are out at about the same time. We'll just have to be, so way the news needs to meet, you thought for an hour and a half?
I would think probably an hour and a half would be plenty of time. Why don't we, by the time you get people over here.
So it's a half an hour after either Ways and Means or the Senate, whichever is later.
Okay. And we'll...
And watch for an email.
We'll post the word out. Okay. Is there anything further that needs to come before the conference committee at this point?
I don't think so.
Anything further before the conference committee? If not, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.